OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good afternoon. Calls for Brown to be fired immediately and Northwest SOPA continues despite EFF interruptions. Opposition parties have called for Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown to be fired. This after the Public Protector found Brown guilty of misleading Parliament by failing to disclose if there had been any contracts of engagement between Eskom and Gupta-linked Trillion. DA MP Natasha Mazzoni says the Public Protector has given President Cyril Ramaphosa 14 days to take action against the minister after she found that Brown had violated the Executive Ethics Code.
Given the damning findings of the Public Protector and the fact that the Public Protector herself has given President Ramaphosa 14 days in which to announce the action that he intends to take, we believe that if the President is truly committed to building a government that is beyond reproach, we strongly urge him to immediately fire Minister Brown from his cabinet. We think that under her watch, Eskom and other parastatals have been run to the ground and looted, and the time has come for her to face the music.
Congress of the People has also called for Brown to be fired, with party chief whip Deirdre Carter saying South Africa can't have ministers who lie to the People's Assembly.
It's now time for President Ramaphosa to show that maybe there is a subtle lining and therefore he needs to fire Minister Brown with immediate effect. South Africa can no longer afford to have ministers who lie to the People's Assembly, are untruthful and act unethically and contra to the interest of South Africa.
Former MECs and heads of departments in the Northwest are urged to assist with information required to speed up investigation processes in provincial departments. This is an appeal made by Premier Supra Mumapelo in the State of the Nation address, which is currently underway in Bannerkarna in Rustenburg. This comes after EFF members disrupted proceedings. After several failed attempts by the Speaker, Susanna Deinke, to ask the EFF to refrain from interrupting, they were eventually chased out of the House. OFM News' Christelise Miller reports.
Mahumapelo welcomes the emerging urgency to support the fight against greed, crime and corruption in South Africa. In this regard, he also urges former chief financial officers to cooperate with investigations that will focus on, among others, incomplete projects, structures, foundations and weaknesses in governance and financial management. He referred to the Department of Public Works and Roads specifically in this regard. He says matters relating to security, ambulances, hospital catering and medical waste in the Department of Health also need urgent intervention. Chrislise Miller, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
Your weather for today. The Free State is fine in the extreme northeast, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with isolated showers and thundershowers scattered in the north. The Northern Cape is partly cloudy and warm but hot to very hot in the north and northeast with isolated afternoon thundershowers east but scattered in the southeast. It will be windy over the southern high ground. The northwest is partly cloudy and warm with afternoon isolated showers and thundershowers in the west as well as the extreme northeast. And now for your financial indicators. A dollar costs R11.58, a pound R16.20 and a euro R14.27. Your top story at this hour. Opposition parties have called for Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown to be fired. Reach OFM News by tweeting your lead with the hashtag OFM News to @OFM News 9497.